up. Step 2, select the package that speaks to you. Step 3, choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4, enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5, put in your MTN...
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio, main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. ZRA to recover 10.7 million kwacha from United Chemicals. FDD to sue UPND candidate. International news. Nigeria police confirm mass church abductions. In sport news, Copa Queens goalkeeper targets World Cup. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Sichamba. In local news, the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, says it will recover more than 10.7 million kwacha in evaded value-added tax after the Economic and Financial Crimes Court convicted United Chemicals Zambia Limited of tax evasion. ZRA Corporate Communication Manager, Olive Vanzala, says the company was ordered by the court to pay the tax amount after admitting guilty to multiple charges relating to the submission of false tax returns. Appearing before the Economic and Financial Crimes Court in Dola on January 19, 2026, before Honorable Tamara Kakusa, United Chemicals Zambia Limited pleaded guilty to 8 counts of furnishing false returns and statements. The court has convicted the company and fined it 40,000 payable within 14 days with a warrant of distress to be issued in default. In addition to the fine, the court ordered the company to pay the full 10.7 million in evaded value added tax and to compensate the state with 400,000 for prosecution costs, which has since been paid. Zala further adds that between July 1, 2022 and March 31, 2023, in Indola, the company, in collusion with persons unknown, submitted false declarations to the authority, falsely claiming that several containers of cooking oil had been exported to choice services in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, has called for a regional approach in resolving the challenge of uneven access to modern energy across the Southern African Development Community SADC region. Speaking at the expert group meeting on the SADC, UNECA Director Eunice Kamwendo notes that Southern Africa is home to vast renewable energy resources and critical energy minerals crucial for transition, stressing that the region cannot afford to be a mere observer in a rapidly changing energy transition landscape. Kamwendo says the region is endowed with rich solar belt, vast hydropower potential, high potential wind corridors, and about 30% of global critical minerals essential in manufacturing and clean energy technologies. She says accelerating the region's energy diversification efforts and expanding regional grid interconnections The region stands to increase energy access to many, lessen exposure to price volatility and other supply shocks. Meanwhile, SADC Executive Secretary Elias Magosi, in a speech read on his behalf by Senior Program Officer for Energy Moses Nklamele, says that energy is a key enabler of industrialization, economic development, regional integration, and improved quality of life across the SADC region. He has highlighted the need for member states to prioritize energy security, infrastructure development, and sustainable energy transition. The government has said it will lift the ban on night travel once construction of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway is completed. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali told the media that about 60% of road traffic accidents that led to the introduction of the night travel ban occurred along the Lusaka-Ndola corridor. Tayali says the government is keen to roll out a 24-hour economy which would allow public service vehicles to operate at night. He adds that his ministry, in collaboration with the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, is closely monitoring conditions before the restriction can be lifted. Tayali further says RATSA is developing a freight safety management policy aimed at improving the roadworthiness of vehicles. Still in local news, the government has handed over three vehicles to the Department of Community Development in Northern Province. Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu, who officiated at the ceremony, says the Toyota Land Cruisers would be given to Senga Hill, Mbala and Lunte District respectively. Mpundu has since thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for his strong and unwavering commitment to improving the livelihoods of vulnerable people in the country. He says the vehicles are meant to help the district improve efficiency in the implementation of government policies. The Planet Gold Zambia project has completed geological feasibility studies at 10 Antinanso and small-scale gold mining site, where mercury-free gold processing will be piloted. Planet Gold Zambia project national manager Abigail Mwailenge says the new processing systems will be piloted in Chisamba and Mupika as Zambia advances towards safer and more sustainable mining practices. She explains that the initiative is part of the government's effort to eliminate the use of toxic mercury in the artisanal and small-scale mining sector under the Planet Gold Zambia project. Mwailenge was speaking at a media breakfast attended by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Assistant Director for Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining, Brighton Kateka. Kateka outlined progress made in strengthening oversight of the sector, including the establishment of mining tribunals to handle appeals. And finally, in local news, the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has announced that it will file a formal complaint against losing UPND candidate in the Chawama parliamentary by-election, Morgan Munda, and his party over alleged misconduct that occurred prior to the official announcement of results. FDD spokesperson Anton Chiwe says the party is concerned that the UPND candidate and party officials allegedly prematurely declared him as the winner of the by-election before the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, released the official result. Chibuye explains that following the alleged false declaration, UPND supporters reported he engaged in celebrity